A butterfly on a cluster of small white flowers. Text, Hallmark Channel presents. Butterflies fly from yellow flowers to thistles. Titles, Feeling Butterflies. We see a flutter of many butterfly wings as we look up through the trees. We float over a town with a river running through it. Flashes of a homemade birdhouse, Adirondack chairs, a tire swing, an outdoor wedding. Text, Kayla Wallace. A man appears looking away from the ceremony with tight lips, then checks his phone. A car pulls up to a greenhouse with the text, Feeling Butterflies on the side. A woman gets out carrying a mesh basket.
Hi.
You need to hurry. The wedding's already started.
Yes, I'm here now. Just keep them entertained. I'll be there in a jiff. Okay, bye.
She looks at a red machine.
No, not again. Oh, okay. Here's the deal. You can break down tomorrow. I'm free all day, but I can't do this right now. Got it?
She pushes a button.
Oh, I owe you one.
She runs over to more mesh baskets. The man at the wedding paces in front of the farm where the wedding sign is out front. Emily smiles as she enters a greenhouse full of butterflies. She walks through, leans down to a flower and picks up a butterfly, puts it in her mesh basket, then another and another.
Come on, little guy.
I know it doesn't seem like it, but if you come with me, you'll be free to fly away, migrate, and help pollinate the world. What do you say?
She tucks to one in her hand. She picks up more butterflies. The man at the wedding paces.
Where is she? Come on. Come on. Oh, hey.
He waves. She drives up.
They're about to say their vows.
I know. Trust me, everything that could go wrong today has gone wrong.
Well, this one can. They've only paid us half so far.
He smiles as they take out the mesh baskets from the trunk. We move from the green field to a hand putting a wedding ring on a finger, then up to reveal the newlyweds at the altar. Emily and her partner sneak around the side of the ceremony with the baskets.
And cherish one another in the presence of this gathering. And by the power vested in me, it is my honor to now pronounce you husband and wife. Now, you may kiss the bride.
They kiss. Emily and her partner release the butterflies into the air. We watch as they disperse into the air over the ceremony. Emily sighs as she gazes up at them. Her partner smiles at her. She smiles back. She turns and watches the newlyweds kiss. She stares, her brow beginning to furrow. She gulps. The couple walks back down the aisle as the crowd stands.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm just happy for her. And happy that we pulled this off.
I'm your best friend, Emily. I know it still hurts.
She looks down.
I'm over it.
It's not something you just get over.
Well, you're the one who keeps bringing it up every time we do a wedding.
And I told you, I can handle the weddings on my own.
Come on. Let's go get ready for tomorrow's birthday party.
They walk back through the empty chairs of the ceremony. A group of children are listening to Emily.
Anyone know what kind of butterfly this is?
How about the birthday girl?
A blue butterfly.
That's true. It is blue.
And close. It's called an eastern-tailed blue. He just emerged yesterday.
How do you know if it's a boy?
See the black spots on the top of his wings? The females don't have them.
What's he doing?
Well, it takes a few hours for his wings to dry and harden enough for him to fly.
Is he gonna fly away?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon. This is all very new to him.
A man watches her.
Does anyone know what butterflies eat?
They shake their heads no.
Fruit slices. Or sugar water.
She stares at him a moment, then blinks.
Yes, very good.
Daddy, she was asking us.
Sorry.
His eyes widen. Emily smiles.
Oh.
The eastern-tailed blue lands on the girl's nose.
Don't worry, he won't hurt you.
It tickles.
They laugh.
That's because he knows you're just as sweet as sugar water.
The father gazes at Emily as the butterfly flies away.
Where is he going?
He's off to do his part in the world.
She looks off in the direction it flew.
I have some more eastern-tailed blues over here. Come see.
The kids follow her. We see the father watch Emily with them. Emily spots something and furrows her brow. Another birthday party with someone releasing butterflies.
That
the father furrows his brow.
My neighbor?
No, Mandy Fisher. I booked that party too, and she swooped in and undercut me again.
Oh yeah, I think I got a flyer from her. And she was cheaper.
Well, there's a reason for that.
She stalks closer to the neighbor's yard and waves.
Oh, Mandy!
Mandy turns and takes off her butterfly-shaped glasses.
Nice party. A whopping one butterfly you released there, huh?
Yeah, we like to teach our party guests a thing or two about butterflies before we set them free.
Yawn. They must love that.
Passing off any moths as monarchs today?
Whatever. Time for me to run. Gotta release a few more. Several more. More as in more than you.
She puts on her glasses and turns to walk away. Emily watches her with a wrinkled brow, then smacks her lips and marches to her trunk. The father runs after her.
Hey, I only paid for 25.
Oh, this is on the house. I won't be out butterflied.
She smiles and takes out another mesh basket. She stops and stares as Mandy releases another basket and smirks over her shoulder at Emily.
Hey, kids! Come over here now!
The children run over to her. They gather around as Emily releases the butterflies. The kids watch with dropped jaws. The father watches, then looks to Emily with his brow furrowed. Emily smirks back at Mandy, who purses her lips.
And more!
Mandy releases another basket.
Are you kidding me?
She walks back to her trunk and takes out another basket.
Oh, come on, little guys.
She walks back to the kids with a smile flashed at Mandy. She releases the basket and smirks again at Mandy. Mandy releases another basket and lifts her chin up as she smiles. Emily stares, brow furrowed. Mandy puts her hand on her hip. Emily shakes her basket, but there are no butterflies left. The kids look up and wait. Emily forces a tight smile. Mandy takes her glasses off sharply, crosses her arms and smirks. Emily's face falls. The birthday girl smiles at her and walks off. Her father also half smiles, then walks away. Emily turns back, looking at Mandy's party. She rolls her head and walks off. Her best friend gets out of his car and approaches Emily, packing up her trunk.
How'd it go?
Great. 5 dozen new loose swallowtails are out, making the world a better place.
I thought we only had 2 dozen for this party.
Yeah, there was an incident.
What kind of incident?
Mandy Fisher kind of incident?
Emily!
I know. I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. She's just so smug. And I think she shorts people on butterflies. That goes against the code.
The code?
Okay, we had a bumper crop anyway.
That's beside the point.
Half of her butterflies were probably fake.
He smiles.
Emily.
She raises her eyebrows.
Sorry, before you leave, Amanda wanted to say bye.
Yeah. I'll be right there.
He smiles and walks away. Her friend eyes Emily.
Is that the dad?
Yes, it's the dad.
He raises his eyebrows.
What?
She closes the trunk.
Stop it.
She points at him, then leaves. He smiles. Mandy holds out her business card.
Anytime. Seriously, I look forward to your call. Anytime.
The father raises his brow and smiles. Mandy's smile fades when Amanda walks up.
Toodles.
She leaves. He turns to Emily and hands her a clipboard of papers.
You left this.
Bye. Oh, actually, here, take one. Put it up at your office or something. Free advertising.
Look, I just want to thank you. You know, for the extra butterflies. Kids had a great time.
Sorry if it got weird.
Weird? What's weird about 2 dueling butterfly parties? I think your friend Mandy got a kick out of it, too.
Friend?
Between you and me, that educational bit, it was a nice touch. The kids, they weren't bored at all.
Thank you.
Amanda, come over here. The nice lady's leaving.
Her eyes widen.
Great, I'm a nice lady.
Amanda runs up and hugs her.
Aw. Thank you so much. This was the best birthday party ever.
Oh, I'm so glad. I hope the rest of it is just as fun.
Thanks, Emily. Bye.
Bye.
She runs off.
It was a pleasure meeting you.
Yeah, you too.
They stare at each other a moment.
Sorry. Hey, chill. I'm so glad you called.
Yeah, no, I'm just with Amanda right now.
She nods as her face falls. She smacks her lips looking back at him then leaves. She falls onto her couch. Her friend sits down with her with a slice of cake.
Jill could be anybody.
Like who?
His mother.
Who calls their mother by her first name?
His sister. A business colleague.
Nah, not the way he answered it. Mandy, I can handle. Jill is the unknown. But it doesn't matter because he probably thinks I'm crazy anyway after my showdown at the Butterfly Corral.
No, he thought that was funny. I thought that was crazy.
She looks at the cake.
Is that from today?
He nods.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you get it?
When you went to say goodbye to your hot single dad, one of the parents was about to throw it away. I rescued it.
Mm-hmm. You rescued it? Yeah, how about you rescue a salad later?
He takes a bite. She furrows her brow and gazes at the cake.
Okay, fine. And I was not going over to say goodbye to him. I was invited over to say goodbye to his daughter.
Mm-hmm. By him.
She glares at him.
We're not supposed to flirt with clients anyway. It's bad etiquette.
The point is, this is the first time in a year you've even shown so much as a pulse in the presence of another guy. That is progress.
She tilts her head.
Well, he is cute.
Mm-hmm.
And he's nice.
He nods.
And not available.
Sweetheart! Hey!
No, the doorbell does work.
Nonsense!
They hug.
Adam, how you doing?
Just fine, Larry.
Well, I thought we'd bake.
He goes to the kitchen. Emily turns to Adam, her eyes wide, and lifts her brow.
You know, to help you get your mind off things.
Dad, it's been a year. I don't need to keep taking my mind off things.
Nonsense. A father knows.
Adam smiles. She unpacks the grocery bag.
Oh! Did you happen to call that young man I met at the gas station the other day?
You mean the perfect stranger who probably thought you were insane?
He gave me his number. He was interested.
You made it sound like I was desperate for a date.
You are.
Dad!
Her jaw drops. They smile.
Poor kid. I'm just trying to look out for you.
Okay, can we do this tomorrow? It's been a long day.
You raise butterflies. How hard can that be?
He smiles. Adam smiles and shakes his head.
Incredibly hard, actually.
Catch you later. Bye, Larry.
Oh, you're leaving.
Emily looks at him, mouth agape.
I have a date.
Larry holds out his palm.
See?
She glares at him.
I thought that was canceled.
See ya. Just gonna ask you this.
He takes the cake.
Well, looks like it's just us.
Just us.
She hugs him.
Okay, what are we baking, Dad?
I am thinking on lemon loaf.
Lemon loaf?
Yeah.
That's new.
Emily and Adam's cars are parked outside of the greenhouse. Emily walks in carrying a bin.
Hey.
Morning. Did they arrive?
Yep. Fresh off the farm.
You sure there's 200 in there?
Well, there better be. The Stromwell retirement party's in 4 weeks. Barely enough time.
I know you mentioned there's a code and everything, but is anyone really gonna count?
They asked for 200 butterflies. They're paying for 200 butterflies. We will deliver them.
200 butterflies, I know. But this is going to be the biggest release we've ever made. We might need help.
I know.
She frowns.
And a new compressor. But we won't have any butterflies to deliver.
Adam sighs and furrows his brow. Emily checks her phone.
It's them.
Them?
She puts the bin down, fixes her hair, then walks to the door to greet Amanda and her father.
Hi.
Hi. You sure we're not intruding?
Oh, no, not at all. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
You make quite the impression on this one. She's about to start us.
I want to tell her, Daddy.
Sorry.
So I've been really interested in butterflies since my party.
Her school's doing a project on butterflies.
Daddy!
Sorry.
So that's why I'm going to get a tour of a butterfly farm.
Oh, well, you came to the right spot.
She glances at Adam.
Oh, this is Adam. You met him at the party.
Hi. Garrett. I remember.
Amanda is interested in what we do. Come on in, I'll show you guys around.
They all walk in the greenhouse. They walk over to the bin she was carrying before.
So this is where we keep all the eggs and the larva. It has to stay very clean, and the temperature has to be regulated so there's just the right warmth and humidity.
This is so cool.
Adam smiles at them.
Come with me.
Garrett watches Emily.
First things first, very important, we need to clean our hands.
They rub hand sanitizer.
Then we go into what we call the flight house.
That's where we keep all the butterflies.
That's right.
Garrett and Adam follow after they take some sanitizer too. They walk into the flight house.
So this is what we like to call our butterfly sanctuary instead of a farm. We raise a lot of butterflies just to set them free.
What, butterfly rescue?
In a way, yes.
Did you know monarchs can fly all the way to Mexico?
I did know that.
And that some flowers wouldn't survive if butterflies didn't pollinate them?
That's right.
And that growing milkweed and other plants is really good, because a lot of their habitat is being destroyed.
Wow, you have done your homework.
Oh, you have no idea.
Well, then you can see that this isn't just a business. We're also helping the planet, too.
And they're really pretty.
They are really pretty, aren't they?
You're really pretty. My dad thinks so. I heard him talking to his friend on the phone.
Amanda, I don't know what she thought she heard on the phone.
You don't think she's pretty, Daddy?
Emily looks down.
Yes, I do.
Told you.
Thank you.
Emily smiles and turns away.
Emily, word?
Yeah.
Emily and Adam walk to the side.
Bingo.
Oh, stop it. Doesn't mean anything. Worse than the kid.
She walks back to Amanda.
So, this, obviously, is where the butterfly emerges from the chrysalis. Different suppliers send us our eggs and larvae, as you saw in the lab.
How long does it take for a larva to turn into a caterpillar?
Well, that depends on the weather, but from egg to butterfly, usually about 4 weeks. Yeah, 3 to 5 days for the egg to turn to larva.
Which grow into caterpillars.
That's right. And about 10 days for the caterpillar to turn into a chrysalis.
And about 2 weeks after that, a butterfly comes out.
Very good.
Now, I always used to just take this stuff for granted, but it's pretty amazing.
I like to think so, too.
I have an idea. How would the two of you like to help out at our next event?
Sure. Can we, Daddy?
Well, if it's okay with you.
She smiles.
Yeah. Great idea.
Awesome.
Oh.
She checks her phone.
Excuse me.
She walks away.
Hello. This is Emily. Oh, please. Like, Rebecca O'Keefe would be calling me.
Her eyes widen.
Wait, this is really Rebecca O'Keefe? Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. You'd like to meet? When? Sure. Wait, how many?
She raises her eyebrows.
Okay, I'll see you then.
She hangs up and walks back to Adam and Garrett.
That was Rebecca O'Keefe.
Rebecca O'Keefe is in the socialite heiress to the O'Keefe Publishing Empire?
Yep, that Rebecca O'Keefe.
Who's getting married in a few weeks? It's all over the tabloids.
I guess I missed it.
It's only going to be the most talked about wedding of the year.
She wants us to release 500 butterflies at her wedding.
500 butterflies?
500 butterflies.
We're gonna raise and release 500 butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
When's the wedding again?
3 weeks.
She grimaces, then looks around at the butterflies fluttering through the flight house.
Oh my gosh.
In the cashmere and rose store, Emily follows Rebecca.
As you can see, I don't have a wedding planner. I don't trust them. I'll be making all the decisions, so you'll be dealing directly with me. Despite what's in the media, it's going to be an intimate wedding with only a few family and friends.
Great. I just need to know.
Naturally, I'll be wearing white, and all the ladies attending will be wearing off-white. I don't want anyone to hijack the floral. I really want the flowers to pop.
Got it.
Is this too light for my complexion?
Personally, I would go with a deeper color.
Rebecca narrows her eyes.
Agreed. Do the monarchs come in blue?
Emily shakes her head.
No, they're orange with black and white.
She frowns. She furrows her brow.
What's the best compliment to the color orange?
Well, purple. But then I wouldn't go as dark. Lavender is a nice color, and lavender smells great.
I'm a conservationist, you know.
I heard.
Rebecca nods.
So you can do it?
Yes. 500 butterflies will be a challenge, but we're on it.
I think you misunderstood. I said at least 500. Whoever can deliver the most gets the job.
Whoever?
Emily furrows her brow.
Yeah, it's between you and, what's her name? Fisher. Mandy Fisher. I've given her the same opportunity. She said it would be no challenge at all.
Emily smiles and nods.
I'm not surprised. But honestly, this many butterflies has never been done before.
So you can't do it.
Emily glances down briefly.
Nope. I'm the one who will do it.
Great. It'll be well worth your while, and not just the money, but the publicity.
She shrugs.
Ta.
Ta.
She walks away, leaving Emily alone with her brow furrowed.
Mandy Fisher? Doesn't she know she'll short her by half?
Or use viceroys instead of monarchs? Rebecca O'Keefe will never know the difference.
I can't believe you agreed to this.
How was I supposed to say no? Rebecca O'Keefe is on the cover of every magazine, which means this event will be on the cover of every magazine. This little business of ours could hit the big time.
Oh, it'll hit something else if we can't deliver 500 butterflies.
At least 500. I'm not about to let Mandy Fisher steal this one from me.
Don't make it personal.
I do this because I love butterflies and how they're connected to our world, and Mandy is only in it for the money.
Fair enough, but this is gonna be no easy task.
I know. We're gonna have to expand our flight house, and we'll need new suppliers.
And we'll need to buy caterpillars, not eggs, or there won't be enough time.
Agreed.
I already have calls into Taylor Brothers and Margalot Farms in Spokane.
Good. Taylor's a friend of mine. He'll prioritize for us.
Well, we just need to beat Mandy to them.
Timing is everything. The eggs can't hatch a minute too soon, nor a minute too late.
And we still have the Stromwell retirement party coming up.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Okay, all hands on deck.
Checks her phone.
Speaking of which, I'm running late.
Need help with this one?
No, it's small. Another show and tell. Besides, Garrett and Amanda will be there. Remember?
Right. How could I forget?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice one, by the way. See ya.
I want to hear every detail.
Mm-hmm.
She walks away. He smiles to himself as he checks his phone. Garrett is leaning on his car watching Amanda twirl around in a butterfly cape. Emily pulls up and gets out of the car.
A million things happening at once today.
That's okay. How can we help?
Well, looks like the birthday boy's mom has the decorations set up, so we just need the show and tell and the butterflies.
She smiles, then walks to her trunk.
All right.
We watch a hand gently coaxing a butterfly onto its finger from the bottom of a basket. Emily cups it in her hands and gives it to Amanda, who shows it to a little boy.
You can hold him if you want. Just let him crawl into your hand.
She hands it to him.
It's okay if it flies away. That's what we want him to do.
The butterfly crawls up the boy's arm. Emily smiles. He touches it and it flies away. Amanda smiles as she watches it fly away.
Kids, parents, do you want to come over and look at the show and tell?
The group moves closer, the kids crowding in front. On the table are shadow boxes full of different colorful butterflies. Emily looks to the right and raises her eyebrows as Garrett hands her a cup.
You're a godsend, thank you.
Amanda watches the butterfly basket.
Hey, Amanda, do you want to take over by yourself for a little bit?
I'm on it.
We're just gonna be over here.
Okay.
Emily and Garrett walk away from the group. A bubbling brook. They walk over the bridge.
Well, I think she knows more about butterflies than I do.
Yeah, sorry, when she gets excited about something, there's no stopping her. So, how long have you been doing this butterfly thing?
4 years. Yeah, it started out as a hobby, kind of a weekend thing, and a year later, I was able to quit my day job.
And what was that, if I may ask?
You may. Nothing special. At least it didn't feel special. Corporate desk job. Data analyst and miserable.
He smiles. They stop walking.
Oh, no, don't tell me you're a data analyst.
No.
What do you do for a living, if I may ask?
You may. Must be weird, but nothing, if I don't want to.
What, did you win the lottery or something?
No, my grandfather did. Yeah, he bet right on the stock market. Now my father runs one of the largest hedge funds in New York.
Wow. So what brought you out here?
Well, just after Amanda was born, her mother passed away.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
He shakes his head.
Amanda never really knew her, sadly. And then after a bit of time, I got into another relationship. We followed her up here. Ultimately, things didn't really work out. So now my father wants me to come back to New York and take over the family reins.
Well, you don't sound very excited about that.
You know, I like working with my hands. Work on something tangible. I want to work on a ledger all day, if you know what I mean. Besides, you have to wear a tie. I'm not a tie guy.
No?
No.
Well, you do know that there's a living in fixing things.
Yes. It's just hard to pay for a big school in New York City.
So you're moving to New York, then?
Yeah, it looks like it.
How soon?
I don't know, a couple weeks, maybe. It just depends on a few other things, but it's complicated.
She looks down.
So what kinds of things are you good at fixing?
Oh, you name it.
Mechanical?
That's my specialty.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well, if you're interested, I might have some work for you before you go.
Great.
Her face falls as his phone rings.
Sorry, I just... Hey, Jill. Yeah, no, I'm just at a birthday party with Amanda. No, not her birthday party. She had hers last week, you know that. Come on. Okay, look, why don't we just... We'll talk about it when you get here. Okay.
He gestures that he's leaving.
Yeah.
She nods and purses her lips. Emily peels carrots with her dad.
So tell me about him.
Tell you about who?
I told you. A father always knows.
Emily smiles.
And I can tell that there's something that has changed inside of you.
She furrows her brow.
There's a light. And a bit of melancholy, too.
She frowns.
You are good. I'll give you that.
Well, you'll have the same intuition when you have a kid and I'm a grandfather. Is that too much to ask?
She smiles.
Dad.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry if the pain still sears a bit.
He purses his lips and smiles.
It shouldn't.
She raises and drops her shoulders.
I love my life, Dad. I have a great business, great friends. I don't need a guy to complete me.
If you say so.
He smiles a tight-lipped smile.
How am I supposed to know when I'm ready?
Nobody ever knows if they're ready.
They go back to peeling and chopping.
So I'm right, aren't I? You met a guy.
I thought I did.
Well, tell me about him.
It's the first time I've felt anything since Randy.
He raises his eyebrows.
That's terrific.
No, not so terrific. I think he has a girlfriend, and he might be moving to New York in a few weeks.
Oh, well, at least you're still open to those kind of feelings.
Lowers her eyes.
I don't know how to trust those feelings, Dad. I thought I was in love with Randy, and...
You were in love with Randy. You were brave.
He looks into her eyes.
He's the one who didn't have the courage to commit.
They look back down.
But I got it wrong.
No, you did not get it wrong.
She searches her dad's eyes.
In life, we try all kinds of things. The only time we get it wrong is when we don't try.
They smile. He chops.
So what's his name?
His name is Garrett.
She can't help but smile.
We hosted his daughter's birthday party. There's just that, you know...
Chemistry.
Yeah.
She looks down.
Now, are you sure about the girlfriend thing?
Pretty sure. And lest we forget, he might be moving. There's that, too.
Let me tell you something, sweetie. If it's meant to be, he's not going anywhere.
Okay, all I said is that I kind of like him. I didn't say anything about it being meant to be.
Well, listen, even if he is not Mr. Right, at least you're open to the idea that Mr. Right is out there somewhere.
He bumps her playfully.
That's what worries me.
You are so beautiful, Emily. Inside and out.
She takes this in and smiles.
Besides, you can't stay hidden in your cocoon forever.
He grins.
My cocoon.
At the greenhouse, Garrett checks out Emily's compressor.
Okay, give it a try.
She presses a button.
Your bearings were burnt out. That's why I was reading the wrong temperature.
I don't know how to thank you.
Just give me something else to do.
You kidding? We're just getting started.
Amanda runs in.
Will these work?
Perfect. Come with me.
They walk to the table.
So, we'll lay them into each of these habitats, and we'll lean them against the sides. We just want some place for the butterflies to perch once they emerge.
Got it.
But we can do that after. We better get going.
Hmm. Where are we going?
To the woods.
What's in the woods?
Milkweed for the monarchs. Cheaper than buying it.
She hands him clippers and he raises his brow and follows them out. They kneel over flowering plants as Amanda dances with her net.
You'll want to cut them deep at the stem. Keep the leaves whole. Monarchs eat a lot.
They start cutting the stems. Garrett cuts a stem with purple flowers, then stands and looks at his phone.
It's my dad.
Emily nods.
He's just excited about us coming back.
Well, can you tell him that you'll still be around for this wedding? I'm gonna need all the help I can get.
He smiles.
Well, maybe if I don't mention the word wedding. He still has high hopes for me.
Oh, don't let him meet my dad. If it were up to him, forget speed dating, it would be speed marriage.
Any prospects?
It's a long story.
He glances down.
Yeah, honestly, I think my dad... He's just thinking about Amanda.
Amanda runs by.
He wants her to have a mother figure in her life. Can't say that I blame him.
Any prospects?
He shakes his head.
It's complicated.
Well, I like to think that the world works things out the way that they're meant to be.
I like to think that too.
He stares at her a moment.
I was gonna tell you, I'm picking up a few new pop-ups later. And I thought Amanda might want one. Raise a few butterflies herself.
She'd love one.
I'll stop by your house on my way back.
Great. Well, hey, thank you.
Emily watches a butterfly flutter by. She watches it fly into a tree.
Would you look at that?
You want me to try to steal the net from Amanda?
That's a mariposa.
A mariposa?
Spanish for butterfly.
And your last name?
Funny how the world works things out.
He smiles and gazes at her. They hold each other's gaze for a moment, then she bends down cutting the milkweed as Amanda dances in the field with her butterfly net. Emily gets out of her car in Garrett's driveway. She gets a mesh basket out of her trunk. She walks up to his front door. Garrett opens the door.
Hi.
Hi.
Is this a good time?
It is if you want to eat.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, come on. Come. And thanks for bringing the pop-up for Amanda. She doesn't get excited about a lot of things. She's not a lot of friends. But with your help, she's starting to emerge, shall we say. Come on.
Okay.
She walks in.
That was delicious.
He smiles.
Don't try his meatloaf.
He looks at Amanda.
Hey. So, what's next for this little one?
For starters, we need to double the size of our flight house. I can get the permits, but I need to find someone who can build it. Pronto.
He smiles.
I'm your man.
I hope so.
They both look at Amanda. He turns back to Emily with his brows raised.
Are you sure? We're in a bit of a rush.
I'll tell you what, I'll clear my busy schedule.
Well, thank you. We'll start planning it tomorrow.
Oh, excuse me.
He gets up.
Thanks for the pop-up. I'm so excited.
Ah, oh, you are so welcome. You're the best assistant.
The door opens.
Surprise.
Jill, I thought you weren't coming till next week.
I was able to change my schedule.
I wasn't expecting you.
She walks in. Emily cranes her neck to see who it is.
I missed you.
I
She kisses him on the cheek.
Where's Amanda?
Oh, she's in there.
Jill walks in.
Jill!
Hey, sweetie. Come here.
They hug.
I want to show you this really cool pop-up.
First, I got you this beautiful gift all the way from Portugal. It's called a balance necklace. It's a reminder that the perfect life is built on the goal of balance. And it's a reminder that you are loved.
She puts the necklace on Amanda.
Don't you think it's pretty?
Emily shakes her head, mouth agape.
Yeah, it just sparkles.
Who's this?
Jill points to Emily.
This is Emily. Emily is...
just leaving. Nice to meet you.
It was nice to meet you, too.
Garrett watches her go.
Excuse me for a minute. Emily, wait, I can explain.
It's none of my business.
She's...
it's fine. I'll talk to you tomorrow, and thanks again for dinner.
She nods and walks away. Garrett watches her go, his eyes darting around, then looks up and goes back inside. Emily walks back to her car but pauses, her brow furrowed. She glances back then strides over to her car. Emily gets out of her car in front of a large club. She walks past Mandy who is getting out of her car. They both start walking briskly to the front door. Mandy reaches the door a hair before Emily and opens the door. Mandy bounces into the foyer, Emily steadily following.
Where are we meeting her? 18th hole.
They walk off.
You're not listening. The cutter, it's literally right there. You're not listening. I don't want that. No, that one below.
Rebecca yells at her caddy who bumbles around trying to find her clubs.
No,
That's her.
Rebecca gestures to them from the green. Emily raises her eyebrows. She kisses the caddy, then waves to them. He hands her a club, which she yanks away. Emily glances to Mandy, who puts her sunglasses back on.
Okay.
She hits the ball on the green. The three of them ride in a golf cart.
Obviously, the best place to have my wedding is the O'Keefe Golf Course. My great-grandfather built it in 1933. The sun will be there, no longer in anyone's eyes. So smart.
They ride through the green fields.
This is where the vows will be.
Oh, it's pretty here.
Yeah, I like to keep it conservation-y.
She stops the cart.
The vows will take 17 minutes. I want the butterflies to be released exactly when we kiss behind us here.
Not a problem at all.
Mandy writes in her notes.
And you'll need some kind of barrier.
Rebecca's eyes wander.
Why?
Well, you don't want your guests looking at me. And it's supposed to feel like the butterflies have sprung from nature.
Well, kind of barrier.
A shrubbery and a few trees.
How's a tree gonna grow in time for the wedding?
Emily slowly turns to Mandy, who looks down.
No, we can bring something in. We do it all the time. A simple hedge will do. Actually, I can decorate.
You know, my team can decorate to match all of the flowers and all of the colors.
Mandy, that's a terrific idea.
Thank you. So, how many butterflies can I expect?
At least 500, guaranteed.
I can get you 600.
I can get you 1,000.
That's impossible, and you know it.
They glare at each other.
I don't believe in impossible. God never said it was impossible to create the butterfly, and he did.
Emily forces a smile. Mandy looks down.
You'll both have to let me know the day before, and I'll make my decision.
The day before?
Is that a problem?
Well, it's just that I'll be investing a lot of time and money, and...
See, that's not my problem. You're free to bow out.
Mandy smiles.
Now, this is very important. I want the butterflies to circle over the two of us before they fly away.
It doesn't really work like that.
Emily crinkles her nose.
Can't butterflies be trained?
No. You know what? I'm gonna look into a butterfly wrangler and get right back to you on that.
Oh, come on! See, Emily? Can you at least try before you dismiss the idea?
Yeah, Emily. Can you just try?
Mandy puts on her sunglasses. Emily frowns. Rebecca drives.
I've been wanting to expand for a while. It's great.
Emily and Garrett walk in the new flight house.
Well, this is our expansion project.
They look at each other. He wheels a wheelbarrow along the side of the flight house. Emily follows behind. He dumps the dirt onto the floor of the flight house and Emily spreads it around. He brings her bricks and she lays them in place around the new dirt. He watches her as she talks, gesturing to an area of the flight house. They bring in potted plants. Garrett has to duck through the entrance to get his in. Garrett smiles as she hands him a plant. She smiles, looks down and puts her hair behind her ear before pointing to a spot on the ground. They plant pink flowers in the dirt. They emerge from the barn carrying a long beam of wood. She lays a short beam on the ground, then another, forming an angle as Garrett piles rocks. As Garrett hammers the beams together, he watches Emily walk in. He accidentally hits his thumb with the hammer.
Son of a beast!
Are you okay?
She walks over.
Let me see.
He grimaces. She looks up at him.
I think we're done for today.
She smiles. Emily's house at night. Garrett looks over as Emily walks through the screen door with two mugs. She walks over to him sitting at her outside table and hands him a mug.
There you go. Don't worry, it's decaf.
Ow!
Oh. How's the thumb?
I'll live. I hope it doesn't detract from a job well done.
Are you kidding? This is going to be amazing. Beyond just our business, this will be a real butterfly sanctuary.
Well, it was always my dream to save the butterflies.
She smiles and looks down.
So, when will the caterpillars be ready?
3 days.
He nods.
And what's the word on Mandy Fisher?
She raises her brow.
Well, she's been after the same vendors, but inside sources tell me that she doesn't have the same numbers.
He nods.
Yeah, is it really worth all this if Rebecca just ends up picking Mandy in the end?
Okay, well, A, I'm not going to lose to Mandy Fisher.
What is your deal with her?
It seems like it's just a business to her. She does kitten parties, puppies, too. Butterflies are just a number.
She frowns.
And I have a connection to butterflies and their place in this world. And I like to teach people the importance of that.
Okay. So don't lose to Mandy Fisher. And B?
B? Yes. It's been worth it.
He gazes at her.
Yeah, it has.
They hold each other's gaze.
Okay, I'm sorry.
She stands.
I don't get it. I feel like there's this thing here.
His eyes widen.
There's a thing?
He furrows his brow.
Well, us.
He starts to smile.
There, that look, that's not how someone typically looks at me, and that's not how typically I look at someone.
Yeah, me either.
He gazes at her.
There, you just did it again.
I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm looking at you.
She looks down, then sits.
No, I don't want you to be sorry. I don't get it.
His eyes wander, then he nods.
Jill.
Yes.
She lowers her eyes.
Jill.
He sets his mug down.
I told you it's complicated.
Well, I'm not complicated, Garrett. You either have a girlfriend or you don't.
I don't.
You kissed her.
She kissed me. And, you know, just for the record, she's not staying at my house. Jill's my ex-girlfriend. She's always been a big part of Amanda's life. We stayed friends and probably always be friends.
She blinks and nods.
So, what happened?
Well, she works for the State Department. And she was assigned overseas. She was there for a few months and we kind of lost her way.
And what, she's found it again?
Yeah. Yeah, she has. She's stationed back in New York, which is part of the reason why my dad wants me to go back, because he is all for this reconciliation.
And you?
Jill and I have this history. Amanda adores her. She's a great role model for Amanda. I think Jill's curious to see if there's something still there.
Is there?
I don't know.
He shakes his head.
And, you know, I think that's what's bothering me, because I feel like I should.
She looks down.
That's a lame answer. I know. I'm sorry.
She shakes her head.
No, it's an honest answer.
Honestly, yeah, I wanted to give it a try.
She nods.
Until...
Until what?
Until the unexpected.
She holds his gaze a moment, then looks away.
And, you know, I realized that Jill and I weren't always compatible. You know, she doesn't really appreciate a guy who gets his hands dirty. You know what's funny is my grandfather, he wasn't a businessman. He just got lucky on some stocks. But before that, he was a carpenter. You know, he could build anything, fix anything. That was his trade. It wasn't until the day that he died.
It's in your blood.
Well, I mean, it might skip a generation, but it's in there.
Did you know that the monarch butterfly migrates down to Mexico each year? That's where they lay their eggs. And then they migrate back here. The entire cycle takes 3 generations, sometimes 5.
She nods. He shakes his head and frowns.
I didn't know that.
Each generation relies on the next to carry its legacy.
He contemplates this. They sit in the backyard at the table. Gradually, he fades away and Emily sits alone. She paces back and forth. She sits in a different chair, her head tilted up at the sky. She sits back on the sofa holding her mug. She turns to look at something. A monarch butterfly has landed on her chair. She stares at it. It flutters away. Emily watches it fly into the night sky. Adam walks out of the screen door and sits down with her.
Oh, what a day.
I got in the three orders we needed. I'm calling two other places tomorrow. If Taylor Brothers comes through, we should be covered. Only thing I'm worried about is the timing.
He looks at Emily, who is lost in thought.
You didn't hear a word I said.
Sorry.
What's going on?
It's what I thought. Ex-girlfriend. Long history, back in the picture.
Get out.
He leans forward.
I don't get it. The guy has a total crush on you.
She shrugs.
It's complicated.
He smirks.
Please.
No, by definition, it's true. He doesn't know what he wants.
That's because he's a guy.
No, it's because he's confused.
So, unconfuse him.
I don't even know what I want. Maybe I'm just feeling stupidly rejected. I hardly know him.
He nods.
Well, how do you feel when you're around him?
She smiles.
Like, I have butterflies in my stomach.
Then don't let them flutter away.
Her eyes soften.
See you tomorrow.
He gets up and goes to the door.
You're the best, Adam.
Working on it.
He goes inside. Emily smiles and contemplates this, then leans back, tilting her head up to the stars. Garrett is lost in thought. Jill appears at the door with coffee.
Morning.
He glances over.
Morning. Still like whipped cream and cinnamon?
Yeah, that's perfect.
She sits with him on the porch.
See? It's like we've hardly been apart.
Hardly.
Have you started packing?
He hesitates.
I've been a little busy.
Doing what?
Well, you know, I work for a living here, Jill.
But it's more of a hobby, though, isn't it? Your father's going to set you up with a real career.
He blinks and looks away.
What's going on?
This is not fair.
He shakes his head.
It's not fair that you just come back into my life. Like, it hasn't been 2 years. Like, I haven't moved on.
It's not like we haven't seen each other in those 2 years.
You're right.
She purses her lips and smiles.
The butterfly lady?
He opens his mouth.
How long's that been going on?
Nothing's going on. I hardly know her.
Well, then let's not throw away all the time we had together. We had something really special.
Had, Jill. We had something really special. That's the key word.
I have some news. I spoke to Amy Pritchard at Breck Academy, my alma mater, and sent in an application for Amanda.
What?
I know I should have asked, but I didn't want you to say no.
No, you should have discussed this with me.
I wanted it to be a surprise. It's the best school in New York, Garrett. All the money in the world can't get you it.
It's going to take all the money in the world to pay for it.
Which is why taking over your father's company is so important. Think about Amanda and what this would mean for her future.
He hesitates.
Daddy, look! I found a caterpillar from the pop-up that Emily gave me.
That's great.
Do you want to come and see it too, Jill?
Sure, sweetie. Let's see. Wow, that is so cool.
Hey.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Come here. Oh. Listen, I've got to run, but we'll talk later, okay?
Okay.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Jill.
Jill leaves. Amanda smiles at her dad, who smiles back. Emily approaches Garrett, shoveling some dirt.
Hey, looking good.
Yeah, I'll clean all this up later. You know, I'll put down some sod.
How are the orders coming?
We're all set. Just a matter of logistics now. I think we're actually going to pull this off.
Eat your heart out, Mandy Fisher.
She looks at his face.
Hey, you got something on your...
Points to the forehead.
Step on your...
On my face? Up here?
More dirt.
Yeah.
It's
a little bit down.
Here?
He touches more dirt to his face.
Here, I'll...
Oh, yeah? Here, let me help you.
No.
Why not?
No, don't.
Come here, I'm just helping you.
Don't. Dare.
She runs away.
Okay. Bye. Peace.
She bends down and takes a handful of mud and throws it at his back. He smiles.
Okay, now I...
He falls in the mud.
Oh, no. Are you okay?
Okay, I surrender, white flag.
They shake. He pulls her into the mud. They roll around.
No.
That's not a new shirt, is it?
I'm gonna get you.
She runs after him through the grass. He runs backwards and falls on his back and pulls her down with him. They lay in the grass.
Hey, you got something on your face.
He glances at her, then up to the sky. A cloud in the sky.
Look at that. It's a dragon. You can see the head and the tail and the wings.
She looks.
That's an elephant.
They look at the cloud.
Hey, it's an elephant.
That one, right there. A butterfly.
Everything is a butterfly with you.
Their smiles fade into contentment.
Any decisions yet?
He looks up.
I just have to think what's best for Amanda.
Whatever makes her happy.
I don't even think she knows what makes her happy.
Emily lifts her head and looks at him through the grass.
Do you?
He gazes at her with a smile and blinks. They lay in the field next to the barn, looking up at the blue sky. Emily's car is in her driveway. She walks in the living room wearing a dress.
Whoa.
She furrows her brow.
What?
Nothing. You look great. This is bound to turn his head.
Oh, please. This is not an attempt to change his mind.
Will you just tell him how you feel already?
Yeah, that would be a little obvious.
At least you'll know.
She opens her mouth but closes it and bobbles her head. Heeled sandals click down onto the pavement. Rebecca appears wearing sunglasses. She looks to Emily's house. She walks up to the front door. Emily's eyes widen.
He's not supposed to come till this afternoon.
She adjusts her hair, then goes to the door. From the door she appears walking down the hallway and stops when she sees Rebecca, who opens the door.
Rebecca! I've called you 3 times. We need to talk.
She takes off her glasses and walks in. Emily closes the door and rushes after.
Well, I didn't get any messages.
Adam stands.
Mandy Fisher answers on the first ring.
She eyes Adam.
You must be Adam.
He nods.
I am. Nice to meet you.
We have a problem.
What problem?
Christy Cameron. I'm not following. Best friend was best friend. She released 1,500 butterflies at a charity event in New York last week. Mandy Fisher says she can deliver 1,501, but I get the impression Mandy Fisher just says whatever I want to hear. I will not let Christy Cameron best me. Can you do it? Say yes now, and the job is yours.
Yes!
All we can promise is our best effort, Rebecca. I know 2 vendors that might be able to help, but it's a long shot, so... But that's a yes, right?
Emily and Adam look to each other.
You'll be on the cover of Wedding Weekly.
Her eyes widen.
Okay, yes.
I knew it. And don't forget, 1,501.
Emily nods. Rebecca walks up close to her. Emily's eyes widen as Rebecca scrutinizes her from head to toe. Emily blinks.
You look really nice today, by the way.
She brushes a hand on her shoulder.
Thank you. Remind me to set you up with someone at the wedding.
Emily forces a smile. She walks out. Emily's jaw drops.
Congratulations.
No, I'm not out of the woods yet.
Emily and Garrett walk to an outdoor restaurant table.
Well, you know, I could go get the caterpillars for you.
Thank you.
He pulls out her chair for her.
Thank you, but I have to do it. I need to inspect them and make sure the count is right.
Well, how are you planning on being in 2 places at once?
Magic. An act of God. I haven't figured it out yet.
You know, Amanda and I, we can do one of the parties.
She raises her brow.
I hadn't thought of that.
Well, Adam's doing the retirement party. And the other one's a birthday party. Just a small one. A couple dozen butterflies. We can handle that.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. I mean, Amanda's been trained by the best, right?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay.
She smiles.
Sure. What am I going to do without you?
His eyes brighten.
I just mean... After this, we're gonna hit the big time, and, well, you'll be missed.
He nods. They sit with their coffees. He nods again. The sun shines through the trees as Emily's car pulls up to a farmhouse. She gets out as a man walks towards her.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
Panicked as usual, Taylor. Thank you.
I wanted to tell you. There's a clean survival rate on the larva. This is a good crop of caterpillars.
Great. What ratio do you think we can expect?
80-20.
That'll do.
However, the OE has begun to spread again. A nasty little parasite wiping out a lot of monarchs.
But it hasn't reached this far yet, has it?
All it takes is one bad apple. That's why we're shutting down for a week. Be extra careful.
We will.
Come on, I've got four crates waiting for you. Let's get them loaded up.
Thanks, Taylor.
They walk to the barn in the back. Emily arrives back at her greenhouse. Garrett and Amanda come out to greet her.
Hey, how'd it go?
It went great.
All the butterflies flew away like they were supposed to, and one even landed on one of the kids' noses.
Really?
Amanda nods.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear.
Yeah, I was hardly needed.
I'm not surprised. The girl's mother already texted me and said you both were great. And thank you for the updates. It eased my mind.
How'd it go?
Well?
They follow her to the trunk. She opens it to reveal wooden crates.
They're all here. Amanda, do you want to help me set the caterpillars into their new homes?
Yeah.
Okay, you take this one, I'll follow you in. Okay.
Hey, why don't you guys get started? I'll grab the rest of them.
Thanks.
She smiles at him and walks with Amanda inside as he goes to the trunk. Emily and Amanda are in the flight house.
What you doing?
This is my friend.
Oh, does your friend have a name?
Sarah.
That's a pretty name. How'd you come up with that?
Well, my mom's name is Sarah.
Oh.
Emily walks over and kneels down next to her.
I found her in the woods. That's why she's in this little habitat.
Daddy said that mom loved butterflies.
Really?
Yeah, I guess that's why I like them so much.
Garrett appears.
I'm sure that's why.
You know, I'm kind of sad that she's not here to help us. I think that she really would have liked it.
Well, you know what I believe?
Amanda looks at her.
I believe that she's here right now. Just in ways that we can't see.
You mean like an angel?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's possible for humans to grow wings when they go to heaven?
Well, I don't know if they grow wings exactly, but we have to get there somehow. Do you think a caterpillar knows that one day it'll grow wings and fly?
She looks down.
That would seem pretty impossible, wouldn't it?
I guess so.
Well, this world we're in, we think it's so big and amazing, just like a caterpillar sees it.
The butterfly on her hand flutters away.
But then it changes into something so beautiful and wondrous that it can't even imagine the way it was before.
Yeah.
Trust me. Your mom is watching over you. And she must be very proud.
Garrett watches them.
And I'll tell you what. We'll keep a special eye on Sarah here. And when she decides it's her time, we can watch her fly away together. Deal?
Deal.
Okay.
Garrett smiles as he watches them. Garrett and Emily at the venue setting up the shrub barrier.
So, why don't you do this the day before? You know, you're gonna have to water these every day.
Rebecca insisted. She leaves nothing to chance. She even got flowers that will bloom in exactly 7 days, 8 hours, and 47 minutes, just as they're saying their vows.
You're kidding.
I kid not.
Well, then you better hope 1,500 butterflies show themselves to the world when they're supposed to.
1,500 and one.
Well, that's looking pretty good.
They step back.
We'll never be able to see the man behind the curtain.
She smiles.
Thanks for helping. Can I buy you lunch?
Well, a wise man once said, never turn down a free lunch.
She purses her lips and raises her eyebrows. They walk down a lane to a stone house in the middle of a lush green forest. They sit beside a babbling brook eating their picnic lunch.
So, what do you think?
Gourmet burgers in a place like this? How can you beat it?
I don't think you can.
How did you find this place, anyway?
She hesitates.
I got engaged here.
You're engaged?
Up until a year ago. But this is where he proposed.
You mind if I ask what happened?
We were together for a few years and happy, I thought. He proposed. I said yes, and he changed his mind.
I'm sorry.
She fixes her hair.
I'm surprised I didn't think of that before I brought you here.
She looks down.
Maybe that's because it just doesn't matter anymore. That's why I didn't think about it. So it doesn't have to take away from all of this.
He gazes at her. She nods.
Yeah. You're right. You know, I feel like I'm seeing this place in a whole new light.
They look out at their beautiful surroundings. Emily drives past a black car parked in front of her house before she pulls into her driveway. She gets out and looks at the black car.
Great.
Garrett walks up.
What is it?
Oh, that's my dad's car.
She scrunches her face.
Well, it's a bad thing?
No, I love my dad, but sometimes he has no boundaries. He's taking a baking class, and he just shows up assuming I want to bake.
Baking class?
Yeah. Apparently a great spot to meet women his age. Would you come in and meet him? Or else I'll never hear the end of it.
Yeah, I don't want to intrude. Especially during baking time.
Trust me, it will be another favor.
She walks away, he furrows his brow then follows her. Larry's baking as Emily walks in.
Hello?
You didn't answer your text messages.
My phone died.
Nonsense.
Garrett walks in.
What are we in for today, Dad?
Cookies.
His eyes widen.
Chocolate marble.
Sounds great. Dad, this
is... So, this is him.
Garrett.
Nice to finally meet you.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Murray.
Larry. Call me Larry.
Larry.
Emily lifts her brow.
I can see why you have such a crush on her.
Emily glares.
Dad.
Yeah, she talks about you all the time. She was on and on about you.
She does.
Yeah.
No, really, I haven't.
But did she tell you that her fiancé left her standing at the altar last year?
Her jaw drops.
No.
Dad!
Listen, that saying, once bitten, twice shy, thrice, is that a word? Because if it is, it's her.
Okay, stop now.
Oh, she thinks I'm embarrassing her.
You are embarrassing me.
Don't you think she's absolutely lovely?
I do.
You do?
Then why haven't you told her yet?
It's complicated.
Ah, yes, so I've heard.
Dad, your cookies are burning.
Nice try. They're not in the oven yet. Listen, things are only complicated until they're not.
Garrett nods and lowers his eyes.
Excuse me.
Phone's fixed.
Play nice.
She walks away.
I've got all kinds of stories that I can tell you about my life.
She answers the phone.
Hello?
Emily, we're in trouble. Get here now.
Yeah, I'll be right there.
She furrows her brow.
We gotta go.
She takes Garrett's hand and pulls him out. Larry watches them go with an open palm. Adam waits at the door of the greenhouse when Emily and Garrett pull up. They get out of the car and rush in. Adam shows them to the mesh baskets.
We lost almost half the caterpillars.
What?
She looks in one of the baskets.
Have a look, I put one under the scope.
They walk to the microscope. She looks into it, the caterpillar lays in the dish.
What?
OE.
Adam nods.
OE, Ophryocystis electroscura, it's a parasite that infects monarchs. Do you see how dark it is?
Garrett looks.
Yeah, how'd that happen?
Pesticides on milkweed's the most common reason.
Farmers are using it to control the spread of the gypsy moth.
Which means other Rhopalocera get caught in the crossfire.
Garrett furrows his brow.
Butterflies.
Emily, I swear, I washed everything I brought in.
No, it's not your fault.
Some of the powders and sprays they use now are impossible to get out.
Or an infected insect got in here. Taylor warned me that there was an outbreak. This happens all the time in the wild. Millions of butterflies every single year. Between them and our bee population dying off, our entire ecosystem is in jeopardy.
So what do we do?
First, we need to isolate the surviving caterpillars for the next few days. And we need to look for some milkweed in the wild. We can't take any more chances.
Emily, we have a bigger problem.
I know. We are going to have to find at least 700 more caterpillars.
They look to each other with tense faces. Emily is on the phone.
How many do you have? 50?
No, it was OE. We're pretty sure it's run its course. Whatever you can give us.
Jared, it's Emily. Hi. I know it's awful, but can you help us out?
I'll call. Thank you.
We float over a farm. Garrett picks up two crates.
Here's what I can spare.
Thanks. I really appreciate this.
Hope it's enough.
He packs them in his car.
Take care.
Emily drives down the road to a farm.
Is this all you have?
Yeah, this is all of it.
Thank you.
No problem.
He hands her two crates. She drives past open fields to the next farm. She adds two more crates to her trunk. spiky caterpillars crawl around a dish with a few leaves. Emily writes in a notebook as Adam and Garrett enter with a couple more crates.
How short are we?
400.
We're never going to find another 400 caterpillars. We've called everyone.
She shakes her head then freezes.
Not everyone.
Emily and Garrett stand in front of a purple house staring up at it. Emily wrinkles her brow.
This is going to be painful.
They look at each other then she walks up to the door. He follows. Mandy appears at the door, her eyes widen when she sees them. She opens the door and looks at them.
You've got to be joking.
Emily forces a smile. They sit in her living room with glasses of wine staring at a Warhol-like painting of Mandy's face.
So, let me get this straight.
She sits.
Now you want my help. After you've swooped in and stole the job from me?
I didn't steal it. She chose me.
After you convinced her to?
Well, duh.
Ladies, maybe we should just stick to the subject at hand.
Do you have 400 caterpillars?
Well, obviously I do, if I was prepared to give you 1,500. Well, I know that's what you told Rebecca, but...
Okay, fine.
She closes her eyes.
I wouldn't have come close. I don't even have 400.
Their faces fall. Emily licks her lips.
Well, we'll take whatever you have.
I'm not just gonna sell them to you. What, so you get all the press and all the glory?
I don't want to buy them.
I'm not just gonna give them to you.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but... Let's team up together.
I'm sorry, what?
We can do this together. Let's make this event one no one will ever forget.
She smiles.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
Mandy looks down.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Emily holds out her hand for a shake.
To a new partnership.
Mandy eyes her hand and slowly extends hers.
If what?
If you promise to learn more about butterflies. Why they're so special, what they do for our world, and why what we do is so important. I want you to love them as much as I do.
I do love butterflies. I might not know as much as you about the science of everything.
Emily glares at her.
Okay, I don't know anything about the science, but that doesn't matter because I've always loved butterflies. My mom was a fabulous gardener, and she had a big garden.
My mom had a nice garden, too.
And one of my earliest childhood memories was running through the garden and
chasing the butterflies.
They smile. Mandy's face softens and she looks down.
Well...
Emily extends her hand again and Mandy takes it. They shake.
All right.
She smiles.
Oh, there's just one problem. We're gonna be about 100 caterpillars short.
Emily's face falls.
I guess we'll have to find the rest in the wild.
That's kind of a lot to pick from random leaves.
Wait, I have an idea. My daughter's doing a school project on butterflies. They found a bunch of milkweed around the school. I could talk to the teacher and see if maybe she could recruit a few of the students for a special assignment.
That's a great idea.
Well, cheers. You finally came to your senses.
Hey, cheers. Mandy flips her hair.
By the way, are you still single?
Garrett chokes on his wine. Mandy smirks.
Does anyone know what kind of animal a butterfly is?
Yes. An insect, and there are 20,000 different species.
Amanda smiles.
Very good.
A boy raises his hand.
Yes?
Are you a professor?
No, I'm a lepidopterologist.
What's a lepidopterologist?
Someone who studies butterflies.
That's right. And who can tell me what a butterfly eats?
Nectar.
Sorry. That's right, butterflies eat nectar. And why is that so important?
Because that's how butterflies pollinate flowers and plants. You told me to get more interested.
Emily smiles.
Now, how many of you can tell me, besides our friend Mandy here,
what type of caterpillar this is.
Is it a monarch?
It is a monarch. And how would all of you like to go looking for monarch caterpillars on a scavenger hunt?
Yeah!
They all raise their hands.
Okay, whoever finds the most caterpillars gets a home butterfly kit.
Yay!
Everybody follow me.
The class follows her out. The crowd of kids bursts into a field waving their butterfly nets in the air. Emily, Garrett, Mandy and the teachers follow, Mandy with her sunglasses and hair flips. The kids run into the field. Garrett and Emily stop walking, look at each other then out at the kids. They exchange a longing glance. Amanda and the boy gather caterpillars. A monarch sits on an orange flower. Caterpillars are dropped in a jar.
You go!
The kids run all over the field with their nets. A hand peels the caterpillar off of the flower.
Get him!
Amanda points smaller kids to more caterpillars. Garrett watches with a smile. A hand picks a caterpillar from a flower. A jar with caterpillars and leaves at the bottom. The boy taps Mandy on the shoulder.
Want a caterpillar?
Oh, no, thank you.
She guides him away, then takes her glasses off and puts a hand to her heart and looks up. Emily holds a caterpillar with tweezers.
One of the moms just dropped this off.
She carries a box.
Oh, great. Let's keep them separated until we know they're healthy.
Should we feel bad about taking these from the wild?
I mean, picture it this way, half of them would have been eaten. Nature is not kind.
Nice.
It's true.
They'll be back in the wild soon enough.
Well, how long will this take?
If we're lucky, about 2 weeks.
Adam nods.
What do we do now?
We wait.
And hope.
And pray.
Garrett eyes her. He answers.
Hi, Jill. Yeah, just 1 second.
Emily nods to him as he walks away, then her face falls.
Hi.
Great news. I just spoke to Amy at Rec and Amanda has been accepted.
She has.
Yes, I'm so excited. And your father is thrilled.
You told him?
Of course. I told you, people can't buy their way into this school, Garrett. This is a pretty big deal.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a big deal. It's terrific. Thank you, Jill.
He lowers the phone, slowly contemplating this. Emily walks out to Garrett sitting on a bench in the backfield by the barn. She sits with him.
You okay?
He looks at her.
Yeah.
He forces a smile.
Then why don't you seem like it?
He hesitates.
We're moving to New York next week.
Emily nods and lowers her eyes.
Oh.
This hasn't come without mixed emotions.
He shakes his head.
I have to think about Amanda. You know, I have to put her needs first.
Amanda will be happy wherever she is. As long as she's with you.
He nods.
It's a good school. She got in, you know, it's one of the best. And she's got all the history with Jill. It's the right decision.
She searches his eyes.
You sure?
He frowns.
Yeah.
He nods, averts his eyes, then glances back at her as he slightly twitches his brow.
Listen, I won't be able to be there for the wedding. But I'd like to help out. Do anything I can before I leave.
She nods and smiles.
I'd like that.
They sit on the bench together, looking out at the field. A cocoon hangs from a tree branch. Slowly, the butterfly pushes out, hanging on with new orange and white dotted wings. Emily looks at a butterfly on Garrett's hand. She makes an O with her mouth as it flies away. Adam laughs as a butterfly escapes his hand. Amanda looks at a butterfly Garrett holds. Amanda smiles as a butterfly crawls up her finger. Adam holds one on his pointer finger. Garrett steals the looks at Emily as she touches a butterfly on his hand. He passes it to her and she smiles. Emily, Amanda, and Garrett sit looking at a container on a cart.
Daddy, look!
See it?
A butterfly pops its antenna out of a cocoon.
I named her after Mommy.
I remember. Sarah the butterfly.
Yeah.
Emily looks from Amanda to the monarch as it flaps its new wings. Amanda's jaw drops as she watches the transformation.
No matter how many times I see it, it's still a wonder.
Amanda smiles at Sarah the butterfly, a barbecue in Emily's backyard.
I can't believe you pulled this off.
I can't either. That was insane and lovely.
To our new friendship.
And partnership.
Really? After everything?
Why not?
You are like the perfect person. It's so annoying.
I'll drink to that.
Well, here's to 1,501 butterflies.
Oh, cheers.
I couldn't have done this without you guys.
Well, don't forget me. I mean, you couldn't have done it without me and my amazing skills with a hammer and nail.
Yeah, you mean the one that bashed your thumb?
Ouch.
She walks over to him.
Seriously, though, this was a lot of fun, so thank you for including Amanda. And me.
Thank you.
Amanda hugs Emily, whose strained eyes wander up to Garrett. He smiles, then watches Amanda still clinging to her.
You are so welcome, sweetie. You come back and visit me anytime, okay?
I will. I'll miss you.
Emily looks up to Garrett.
You gotta try one of these burgers.
Oh, I'm stuffed.
Nonsense. I'm taking a grilling class. The cheese on the inside of the burgers, it melted when I charbroiled them. They're fantastic.
I'll take two.
Ah.
Don't encourage him.
There you are, good man.
Oh,
Garrett looks at his phone.
Our car's here.
Well, what happened to your SUV?
I sold it.
What? This all happened so fast. Safe trip.
Garrett nods.
Thanks.
Bye, Garrett.
Mandy waves.
See ya.
Larry frowns.
Larry, how about I try those burgers next time I'm back in town?
You do that. You take care, son.
Thanks, you too.
I'll walk you guys out.
Amanda takes Emily's hand as they walk to the front. Garrett follows. They emerge from the house.
Well, good luck at the wedding.
Thank you.
You know, I really wish that I could be there.
I get it.
Amanda gives Emily one last hug.
I'm really gonna miss you.
I'll miss you too, sweetheart.
Emily opens the back door for her. Emily waves, then closes the door.
Well, take care of yourself.
Yeah, no, you too.
They hug. They lean back from the hug but are still in an embrace.
You okay?
She gazes at him and nods.
I'm fine.
She steps back.
I feel bad about this. I just feel like the timing was off.
Don't feel bad.
She shakes her head.
And the timing was really good. I feel great. And I haven't felt great in a really long while, so.
He smiles.
I'm happy to hear that.
He opens the car door.
You know, I kind of wish Amanda was born a month earlier. That way we could have spent a bit more time together.
That would have been May 10th. Now we were booked up that day.
He frowns.
I guess we never would have met then.
It's funny how the world works things out.
Yeah.
He gets in the car. They drive away. Emily stands in the driveway. She nods and smiles a tight-lipped smile. At Garrett's house, Jill hands him a suitcase to put in his trunk. She answers her phone.
Hello? Oh.
Garrett and Amanda carry their bags out the door.
Sweetie, mm-hmm. Don't you think it's time that we let Sarah go?
Not yet. Emily said I could keep her for a week.
Well, why don't you bring her and your suitcase over to the car? I'll meet you over there.
Okay.
She walks to the car. Jill steps up.
Is that everything?
Yeah. It's funny, I feel like I'm forgetting something.
We'll have it shipped. Come on, we're gonna miss a flight. So I got an interesting call.
Oh, yeah? About what?
Well, the bureau chief in Barcelona. I'm not taking it, of course, but it was interesting.
Garrett slows down and stops, watching her walk to the car, suitcases in hand. Rebecca stands at the altar with her husband-to-be.
From this moment forward, you will never be alone. You will carry with you the love of another person, giving you a completeness and renewed lightness. May your life together...
Mandy, Adam, and Emily wait behind the shrub.
How much longer? Well, according to Rebecca's itinerary, 18 seconds.
You have given and received a ring as a symbol of your promises.
Emily gives a thumbs up.
Okay, everybody get ready. Okay.
They unzip the baskets and release the butterflies. They flutter over the ceremony into the sky. From above, the butterflies swirl in the air. They release another round.
Butterflies released into the wild.
Rebecca smiles and looks up into the air. Emily grins broadly, her eyes glassy. Mandy looks at her.
You okay? Yeah. We did it. That's not what I meant. Honestly, I've never felt better.
Mandy smiles and gives her a hug.
How about now?
Adam nods over to something. Emily follows his gaze. Her brow furrows, then she smiles.
What? Emily! Amanda!
Amanda runs to hug her.
We forgot we have to let her go with the others.
Oh my gosh, you're right. She's our 1501.
Amanda nods. Emily smiles at Garrett.
What are you?
We had a record to break, didn't we? Okay, sweetie, I'm gonna let Sarah go.
Amanda nods. She opens the top of the jar. Sarah crawls to the top lip, then flutters away. They watch her join the other butterflies in the sky. Amanda runs along looking at all the butterflies.
Well, congratulations on the record. Hi.
Hi. What happened?
Amanda's heart is here. And I realize that mine is too.
She smiles and gazes at him.
So you're staying?
Well, I mean, somebody has to expand that flight house now that you've hit the big time.
She laughs as her eyes fill with tears.
And I want to be with you.
They kiss. The butterflies flutter above them as they kiss.
Funny how the world works things out.
Well, I guess it's not so complicated after all.
They kiss again.